John, it looks like you're in a very dark room.
I spend a lot of time in a very dark room. This is actually a hotel. It is the Best Western Plus, a relatively new hotel in Jefferson, Wisconsin. Hmm. I wouldn't say it's the Best Western. It's one of the top five Westerns, maybe.
Okay.
Right behind Silverado. But it's nice. Pretty nice new hotel.
Well, that's very nice. I'm surprised to see you not at a Marriott property, though.
Yeah, you know, I've pulled away from that a little bit since they changed the valuation of their points. And okay. They did that this year, and I kind of was a little mad about it. There's not a Marriott close by here that's, you know, really within driving distance of where we needed to be. So,
okay.
But still, I've done way more Hiltons recently than I have Marriott's.
Interesting. You know, sometimes you just have to flip flop. You know, kind of like
some of our politicians. Keeps them honest, and I know they're all really concerned. They're just, John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they said. I've heard that. And first of all, I like to, because John already kind of told me what was going on, and I wanted to set him up. But at the same time, I wanted John to also notice that we don't have the experimental thing up in the right hand corner. So hopefully. Yes. Hopefully, probably not, but hopefully we won't have the same issues that we've been having in the last couple episodes, which I'm sure the audio quality is fantastic and the video quality is fantastic, but John and I can't talk to each other. So it's, you know, kind of defeats the purpose.
That's less fantastic.
Anyway, so John, it is less than fantastic, but something fantastic is the reason you are in Wisconsin. So can you tell us why you're there?
Yeah, of course.
It gives me a chance to drink my coffee.
Yes, please do. It's a fun thing because we had planned to do this for some time, months, in fact. My buddy Matt's 50th birthday this weekend, and you may remember Matt.
Our buddy Matt.
Yes, yeah. Our buddy. I'm sorry. You were drinking your coffee. I thought you
the potty mouth's buddy.
He's been on more than once, and he listens a lot. And anyway, so we decided to surprise him. It was funny because if you've ever been to a Wisconsin fish fry, they're all pretty much the same, with one place to the next, and it's always a kind of a, let's just say it's not a high-end restaurant that usually has them, but it was nice. It's a fun supper club. They specialize in brandy old fashions or whiskey old fashions or whatever. And we decided to surprise him at one that we used to frequent together. And so his wife, Carrie, rocked it, put it all together and made it happen. Lisa and I were sitting at the bar of this supper club, and Matt and Carrie walked in at the planned time, and he goes, "Hey, everybody, table for three." And I said, "You better make it a table for five." And because we had flown in the night before from Florida, and he came over and called us assholes and proceeded to hug us. So I think he was happy and surprised. So it all worked
That's
out.
That's good. That's good. Fun. Sometimes the use of asshole is a positive thing.
I don't want to judge, so I will take it from someone, an expert like you, that would have experience in such a connotation.
Yes, I am the expert, and mainly because I watch a lot of TikTok, and you know, a lot of motivational things come from TikTok and things like that. And so while John is doing wonderful things for his friends, our friends, because you know that he is a friend of Potty Miles. You know, I got sucked down the rabbit hole that is TikTok. Let me preface that statement with, I am very careful about how much I watch when it comes to TikTok and things like that. Meaning I really only watch TikTok maybe two or three times a week, and it's usually the 15 minutes before Peyton goes to bed. While I'm waiting for her to get ready for bed, I'm sitting on her bed going through TikTok, mainly because I know that she'll hear it and then she'll move faster. So it's kind of a psychological thing because she wants to come and see what's happening on TikTok, right? Because she knows that's what I'm doing, and she loves TikTok as well. But last night, I, for some reason, just got down that rabbit hole and kept watching videos. And TikTok, I think, has one of the best algorithms of all of the social media things, because most of the other social media, it's first of all, like Instagram, it's mostly my friends because I'm flipping through and I don't follow that many people And the ones that I do, I want to see pictures of to see what's going on. And not a lot of self-help, not a lot of just miscellaneous crap that comes into that feed. I stay away from Facebook. It's just, for me, it's just not that interesting. It does not hold my interest. Whereas TikTok, that algorithm is just perfect. It'll show like two or three funny videos that have me invested. And I'm like, okay, I've had enough funny videos. Then all of a sudden a motivational video will come up and I'm like, oh man, I'm reassessing my life right now. And then it'll do something beautiful. Like the one we saw this morning, Peyton and I, of a woman crying and a horse coming up and giving her a hug. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so happy. So sad. Animals are wonderful. But yeah, so last night it just hit perfectly and I just started flipping. So I was on there for like an hour and I'm like, I got to go to bed. So the very first thing I did this morning with Peyton is we flipped open, because here's one that, and this one I actually downloaded because I want Peyton and Jennifer to learn the dance for it. I'm just going to play the music. I'm not going to actually show the video right now because you guys can't really see it. But so this song is stuck in my head, and that's where of this started.
Thanks. Now you're going to pass this along to us.
Yep, exactly.
I have rapped in a program. I did a Weird Weekends episode about rap.
Can you remember any of the rap that you did?
Well, money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I'd like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure. Make you want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact. No slack. But luckily, the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. It's up there. Red wine.
So, yeah. That's stuck in my head. And the dance is really cute because, okay, I will try to show it here. A little bit of it, at least. So you got to see it. It's a mom and a daughter.
Yeah. Oh, they could so pull that off.
Oh, easily. It's a very simple dance.
If it's so simple, why don't you just show us?
I can't do it. I am not a dancer. I don't even know what I am. I'm a podcaster.
And that's why your dancers, wife and daughter love you, because you're a podcaster.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They can come on the podcast and dance. Right. They could. No, you don't. I think I would ruin the whole dance world for them if I even attempted it. We did actually for our wedding. We did choreograph our dance, our first dance. Nice. That went well.
Well, I'm sure Jen was great.
Jen was fantastic.
Yeah, hello.
We did get a standing ovation, but you know, we didn't add any chairs to the tables. So,
wow. Nice.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Wow, that one didn't go over. I thought that was a funny joke.
Well played. That was hilarious. Yeah. No, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure our viewers and listeners are dying right now.
Dying.
Hey, and I have to say something. So about anyway, that's listeners.
Yeah.
Just real quickly, while I'm thinking on that, I have had the good fortune of connecting with a few of them over the last week, 2 weeks, and. We have gotten such good feedback from them. It is so fun to hear from people that, you know, you wonder who's listening and so, you know, that's the downside, because as we do this, we're blind other than we see each other's mugs. So we don't know when you're listening, but we're so thankful. It's really cool to hear from you. So yeah, don't ever be afraid to just drop us a note and say, I hated this or I like this or whatever. It's just been really fun the last few weeks. And I don't even think you and I have talked about this, Nick, that
no, we haven't, but you know, it's
said that.
That's awesome, because it's really funny. Cause I kind of had the opposite reaction, or not an opposite reaction, just a different reaction. And that was sheer terror, because I was talking to my aunt. Now she knows that we have a podcast, but you know, she's never listened. She's never looked for it or anything like that. And I was talking to her, it was her birthday. So I called her for her birthday and to wish her a happy birthday. And she's like, you know, it's really interesting. I was on Facebook for some reason. All of a sudden I get this thing and it says Nick Kubik and Potty Mouths podcast. So I started listening to some. I'm like, oh shit, what did she hear? Not, I mean, I don't think I've ever said anything bad about my aunt, but now
as long as she doesn't go back to the earlier ones.
Right, right. You know, the ones that are titled Yenny Don't Listen. Right, exactly. Yes. No, Yenny, there aren't any that say that.
There are not. No, I was just kidding, Yenny.
There are not. It was fun. But it was kind of fun and kind of scary all at the same time, because, you know, who knows what we say half the time? We don't even know what we say half the time. So if we offend you in any way, we apologize. Huh? Half the time, three quarters, 99. Who knows? I forget like instantly after. And I edit these things, so I listen to it multiple times.
Yep. And I don't edit them. I still listen
to them. As we both take a break.
I like to hear myself talk.
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen very often because I talk more than you do. So I had the worst thing happen today. This has been a very rough morning for me. The worst thing happened to me this morning. Two of the most negative things, two of the worst things that could happen in my life, hashtag first world problems. I was setting up my computer and I spilled my coffee on my planner, my to-do list.
Oh.
And that's the worst thing. I spilled my coffee on my favorite thing in the world. It's not
well, it's a planner, though. Anyway. It's not like you spilled it on your keyboard. That would be a problem.
Oh, it was. I did get it on my keyboard, but it's just that's just a, you know, a cheap wireless keyboard, so I don't care about that.
Wow,
man, John. Wow. John keeps muting and coughing, so it's either he's dying laughing because I'm so hilarious, or he's got COVID.
No, he doesn't. He does have a cold, though, and I have not had a cold in a long time, and it's it's actually not a bad one.
That it was cold so far.
Well, yeah, it's good. And then I get on a plane the other day. That's the trouble with colds is flying. It's the worst part because especially on the front end, your sinuses aren't exactly, you know, where they should be. And then you start changing altitudes and you get pressure and, it's just, yeah. And
no, that's, I've done
it. It's happened to me so many times over the years.
Two things I want to talk about there, because one, I'm the opposite. Not this must be opposite day. Maybe that's the title of this week's podcast, opposite day. When I actually like flying with a cold, because when the pressures change, I get relief.
Okay. You're a weirdo.
Yeah. See, John doesn't even know how to handle that. But my other question to you is, I'm interested to know, is that the first time you've flown since the mask mandate has been, and I'm putting quotes in the air, lifted?
Yes.
Okay, and how was it?
It was fine. There were still probably, I would guess, 15% of the people wearing them, and that's fine. And there was not a judgy air about any of it in either direction. And frankly, that's the way it should have been from the start. It should have been that way from the start. People make their own damn decisions. And I hope you're listening, Joe Biden, because I think Biden's been one of our listeners lately.
We're a very influential podcast.
Oh, we are indeed. He's, what do you think Potty Mouth should do? Come on, man. That's my best Biden impression. I think it's just been one of those things that you see people wearing them, and that's the risk you run, that people not wearing them going, oh, great, that must be some lefty who's for. No, maybe they've got a cold. And I actually thought about wearing one, but I wasn't in the, you know, sneezy, icky, nasty part of the cold yet, but I'm kind of there now, which is awesome, and that's why you'll hear me mute from time to time. So anyway, it was not a bad thing. It was delightful not having it, but
we're gonna hear you mute.
Yeah, let me demonstrate. This is how you do that. I would much rather. And then suddenly and here, I'll unmute.
We're listening to him mute.
You just heard me mute. Don't mess with me, mister.
Oh, my face looks puffy today. Anyway, no, that's wait, really
you're,
cool.
You're I have, looking at I me. Have yet...
Oh, shit.
That's not me. Oh, okay.
That's not me. I have yet to fly since that's all been lifted. Oh. So this coming week, it's Saturday right now. Of course, we're recording on a Saturday. This is going to be airing on Tuesday, which is actually the day I'm flying for the first time since all of that. So that'll be interesting for me. And I've wondered how it's been going. And I'm glad to hear that it's not a judgy situation, because I have yet to decide, to be perfectly honest, whether or not I'm going to wear one. I haven't decided. My thing is, because I told Jennifer this, I am not a masky person. I don't, you know, everywhere I go around here, I don't wear one. I honestly don't. But when I think of walking through the airport, or not even walking through the airport, that I don't even care. When I get to the gate, especially depending on which airline I fly to, that's a big deal. When I get to the gate, like, you know, my favorite, Southwest, those gates, you are packed in like sardines. So, you know, there, I kind of want to wear a mask. I'm not going to lie. I really do. When I get on the airplane, it's a different story because of the recycling of the air. And, you know, that's, to me, that's different. But it's the gate that makes me nervous. Now, I'm not flying Southwest, thank goodness. Again, fantastic airline. I love everything that they're about. I actually have been reading a book lately by Simon Sinek. It's a really good book. It's like the second time I've written it. The second time I've listened to it or read it. And one of the things he talks about, one of the companies he talks about is Southwest and why they do what they do, why they're the most successful. And I 100% agree with everything that he's saying, because it's very interesting. I would highly recommend the book. It's, I'll get the name while I'm talking about something else. As I'm moving on, I am not flying Southwest. I'm going to my favorite, United, which has very wide open gate area. So I don't feel so claustrophobic, if you will, at least at the Nashville airport, depending on where I end up is.
And it's funny you say that, because we connected through Atlanta on Thursday when we flew, and and busiest airport in the world, yada yada. I know that, and you and I have been to enough airports to deal with that as it may be. But and so you get used to it. I know it's going to be crowded concourse. I know that. That's just how it's going to be in Atlanta. It always is. But so we're going, and we got to take the train in the tunnel. I know you're familiar with it. So you go from one concourse down to the center, and then down one floor essentially to the tunnel where the trains are. So we did that, no big deal, and got there, and the train stops, doors open, and it's too full for anyone to get on. The trains are so packed, you can't fit one person. Mm-hmm. There's a lady pushing a wheelchair, could not fit the wheelchair in, and so we had to wait for the next train. So I walked up a couple of cars, and we had room to get on finally, but I couldn't believe it. It was... And then we got off finally at the concourse we're supposed to be in D, and there is one escalator going up to the gates, one, and 140 people waiting to get on the one escalator. So they've got to fix their infrastructure. Got to the gate, and there were no seats available. And it was, so we had to stand up waiting for the gate. It's a 717, I think we were on. Boeing. And so it's a 2-3 seat configuration. So it's not huge, but it's not a 2-2 prop or anything like that. I couldn't believe that they didn't have at least some seats someplace. So
it's,
they got to fix.
It's amazing to me. I agree. And you know what? I can understand. I like the train. I do. I think it's good. It's fast, but they should give people the option. And Atlanta, you don't have the option. There are some airports where you can choose to take the train or you can walk. It might be a very long walk, but some people, you know, if I have like 2 hours between flights, I don't mind walking. It actually, it's good for me. It makes me feel good. You know,
I would agree. And you like getting the steps in. You can walk in Atlanta. It's just, it's just a distance. You can, there are where the, you know, where you jump on the train, there are, go straight, and there are moving walkways to the next terminal stop.
It's been a long time since I've been in Atlanta. I'm thinking of other places. You know, Denver, you can't walk. What else? What other city? Houston, you can't walk.
Yeah, Houston, you can't. Dallas, I don't remember.
I think you can in Dallas.
Yeah, it used to be.
I think you can. I think
cutting them off. I don't know. It's been such a long time since I've been there.
Even Nashville, you can't get AAB gates, you can't get to C&D. You have to go out of security
and
back in.
That's
but that's because of construction. That's not because that's how they want it forever.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be.
Chicago O'Hare, I think you can walk.
I know that one because I've been there so many times. You can't get to International, I don't think, without getting on a
shuttle. Well, International is cut off on a lot of places.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just because it's International.
It's just it's a weird walk in Chicago because United is all
you're going
the A terminal. And then, and you've you've done United there several times, I'm sure.
Yep.
In my mind, it was a lot roomier than it is, actually. It's not that big or as big as I thought it was when I flew United all the time. But then trying to get to the C, D, E, F, and K, oh my gosh, it's just a mess getting into some of those some of those other terminals. It's there's Chicago for you.
Yeah, that's everywhere though. It's just amazing. But do you think you got your cold there, or was it when working out with your old people?
I had it before we left. I was, and I've had these before years ago, but in Florida, the summertime, quote unquote, summertime colds in Florida, it's 90 degrees out. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh man, and again, I haven't had one it's been years since I've had a cold really. So
I think it's been years for a lot of people to have a cold.
I think so.
That's
too,
I would say that's probably the one advantage and disadvantage of COVID.
I agree.
We've been separated from each other, so no one got sick. But the problem is no one got sick, so we don't have the antibodies to fight whatever we're getting.
Well, I'm building antibodies right now.
Good job, John. I'm so proud of you.
You're welcome.
I'm so proud of you. But the whole meningitis thing that's happening right now, I think that's what they're attributing a lot of it to, or at least that's what they're discussing. So, and again, where I learned about that? TikTok. Now, we've been talking about this in some of our meetings because TikTok now has overtaken other platforms as the place to set up learning. So a lot of people are learning more from TikTok, and there are a lot more content creators that are creating how-tos and putting them on TikTok. But it's also a great place to, their algorithm, I say, is perfect because it knows exactly, I don't want to say apolitical I am, but I'm not a very political person. I have my beliefs. It nails my beliefs right down. I mean, I'm like, they're pulling up things from all over. I sent you a couple today where I'm like, this is spot on. I mean, this is perfect. This is me. Yeah. Which the other platforms have never been able to crack
really
with me.
See now YouTube does really, for me. YouTube does for me. So.
Really?
They're pretty good about it, but you can change the algorithm manually too at the top.
YouTube does not do a good job for me. It's putting stuff up and maybe it's doing it to piss me off, but there's some things that pop up there. I'm like, why? No.
I'm going to watch
TikTok has not disappointed me yet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. it's really interesting. And one of the things which is kind of funny, we were watching one of those things that pissed me off on YouTube. We were watching this this news story, and it was talking about, I'm not going to get into too much detail because I don't want to call it out, but it was basically talking about some sailors who were having trouble coping with certain things on the ship, and it was and my brain is going, I understand mental health. I think it's one of the most important things we need to focus on as people. I really do. I have struggled with my own mental health issues, with anxiety and things like that. Mm-hmm. Things that I didn't believe when I was younger, and now I believe because I've experienced it. So I do believe that it's important that people watch out and pay as much attention to their mental health as they do their physical health.
Yes.
So I'm 100% on board with that. But at the same time, my generation, which they do play a lot of Generation X, and I'm on the cusp. I'm a cusper between Generation X and Millennial. A lot of Generation X, this is where I fall into that, is we're of that generation where we take responsibility for ourselves. It's get the shit done. We'll take care of ourselves. We don't rely on others to take care of us. And when I'm looking at them, especially when I'm looking at the military and people are going, well, they didn't care to ask me. They didn't watch out for my mental health. It's not their job to look out for your mental health. It's your job to look out for your mental health. They give you the resources. Go after it. It's not free. It's not your XO that needs to come down and go, you look like you are you know, depressed. You should really go see somebody. It's not their job. It's your job. So I'm just, oh God, it pissed me off so much.
Yep.
It pissed me off so much. And that's the one thing I was here. I'm going to play another TikTok for you because I think it's fantastic. You don't need to see the video. This one, you definitely just need to listen to because this is something do. I maybe you do. Yeah. But no, it's just a guy talking.
Okay.
So give me just a second to get.
Okay, we'll give you a second. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. Okay, go.
Uh-huh. Let's talk a little bit about Generation X, the generation so terrifying they couldn't even give it a fucking name. So Gen Xers were raised in a very interesting period of time. They were raised by baby boomers, so they knew a very older and maybe kind of feral way to exist and live their life. But then they were also old enough, so when the internet and a lot of new technology started coming out, they also knew a lot more. So they had this kind of ability to cherry pick the best traits of baby boomers and millennials, which makes them some of the most dangerous fucking people in the world. Most of the Gen Xers I knew either went to the military, went to rehab, or went to jail. That means the ones that are left are fucking survivors. So for as many changes in music and style and culture that you think you've been through in the last 50 years, they've been through the most. Also, mental illness wasn't trendy back then. So any kind of mental illness that they had, they usually didn't get any treatment for it. So they had to learn how to cope with it themselves. Medications weren't as delicate or as effective back then. And that leaves you with some very fucking interesting people. Get yourself a Gen X friend, but they'll probably just tell you to fuck off.
Wow.
It's so true. Wow. So I apologize if I offended anybody, but that's how I feel. So I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I just, you know what?
Why are you sorry?
And there are some instances. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Not sorry.
Not sorry. Yes. A lot of this has to do with just things that are happening, even in my community, where I'm just like, get the shit done. Just get it done. Don't make excuses. You know, what an excuse is just you not wanting to face the truth. It's not facing the work. You know, shit sucks. Just figure it out.
But I think a lot of it is a pushback from Gen X to Gen Y. And mm-hmm. when I just feel like it's a, you're different and you're not as, and Gen Y now has actually come around at first.
Yes, they have.
You yep. know, a few years ago, it was not that way. It was, you know, and anybody Gen X or older would make an older pointing at me would, you know, make the jokes about, oh yeah, millennials, oh boy, here we go. You know, we're going to have to deliver cars to their mom's basements. I'm just kidding. We never said that.
But, yes, you did. Maybe not out loud. I've heard it, John. Not out of John's mouth.
No. We're just repeating what I heard. But
right.
And I think that's part of it, though. We look at, but we got to give credit where people come around. Some people come around at different rates, and until folks are held accountable, they're never going to come around. And this is regardless of the gen you're in. If you don't hold the baby boomers accountable, they're not going to come around. Or most of them are dead.
Right.
Although I'm on the cusp of baby boomers too, so be careful about the dead part. So that that is it's just a weird piece of it, but I think people mature.
It is
at different rates, and certainly that's generational.
I would agree with you. Yeah, 100%. And I actually, I had an old boss, and one of my favorite sayings that she once said was, she said, I was a Democrat until I grew up. That was it. Yeah. Then I grew up. Yeah.
Well, and I've heard that.
And I'm not saying, I mean, I've heard other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's people age, people, they, you know, certain things in their lives happen that change their opinions and things. And again, you know, we've talked about it often, how you know, me personally, I'm middle of the road. I can see both sides. I really can. The one thing that gets me every single time though, and I don't care what it means to you or to anyone else, is just all I'm saying is take responsibility for yourself. Because that's the only way you're going to succeed in life. Whether your goal is to be a lazy bum and sit on the couch, just take responsibility for it. Just say, that's the way I am. Don't blame it on things.
Yeah.
Just, you're lazy. Okay. I'm fine with that. Be lazy. Be whatever you want to be. Just take responsibility for it and don't blame it on someone else.
Well, that's not just that's responsibility, but ownership, I think, is the big piece of it. Is
ownership.
People to say, this is me and this is, I own this. And nobody, look, I don't want to diminish anybody's circumstances. Everybody comes from widely varied circumstances, some with, you know, the golden spoon and oh, look how lucky they are. They inherited everything. Okay, yeah, that's true. And some people are abused and you know, grow up in poor households. And but it's still your job to get to the next level, whatever it is. What's the level you want to attain? Yeah. And you cannot put that on society, because as soon as you do, you're taking yourself out of the equation.
Exactly. You said that much more eloquently than I did. Thank you. John said it exactly how I wanted to say it, folks. Didn't even try, because you're that good. He didn't even try because he's that good.
Well, I have a TikTok video that taught me how to do it.
See, I knew it. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Guys.
I got to tell you, I'm thinking about this. I was listening to, I've started to listen to a few podcasts other than Potty Mouths, which of course I listen to regularly. While I was at the gym, I was listening. I'm probably the only person that's ever done this at the gym on the elliptical, listening to Dr. Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is a genius. Oh my gosh. And I've heard him before and, you know, snippets here and there. He had this other brilliant mathematician on, and I'm probably diminishing it. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but interviewing him. And these are two geniuses talking back and forth and both extraordinarily comfortable in their own knowledge and in their own skins, of course. It was one of the best back and forth interviews I've ever heard. Peterson was talking his psychology background, as well as a thousand other things he knows well, was talking about the 80-20 rule. And I think it's the Praetor, P-R-A-E-T-O-R something, principle is another name for it. And so I kind of look it up, and it's the 80-20 rule. And I loved how he said it, and I'm going to learn more about it, because I have a couple of YouTube videos that he recorded too that fly in the face of it a little bit. He said, it's really not the 80-20 rule anymore. It's not. He said, it really comes down to, when you look at the data, it shows that the people, and if you're not familiar with the 80-20 rule, it states essentially that 80% of everything is done by 20% of the people. 80% of production is done by 20% of the producers. If you have a sales team, 80% of the sales are made by 20% of the salespeople. And it's kind of goes along those lines. He said, in reality, the numbers prove this out to be more accurate, that it's based on square root. So if you have 10 people, the square root of 10 is roughly 3. So you have 3 of the people who are doing all of the work in the 10, not a big deal. But he said, if you have 10,000 people doing the work, or 10,000 doctors, for example, who's doing all the effort? He said, it's a tiny percentage of that, way less than 20%. And he goes, oh my gosh, it's incredible how there is such a small number who do the vast majority of the work.
Right. Interesting.
Wow.
That's very interesting. I'll have to send that. Send that to me if you get a chance. Yeah, I'd like to listen to that. He was actually on Joe Rogan recently, and for those of you who don't know who he is, he's you know, he gets a lot of crap because he's conservative. He is a conservative. He's a well-known conservative.
But, you know, I think he is in the sense that, and let me just temper it, because he's so funny because he threw down some talking points about men versus women. And his guest said, well, I bet you're going to get crap for that. And he says, oh, I get crap all the time, he says. But when it's data-based stuff, he's not scared to say anything as long as it's broken down by data.
Exactly. No, and that was my point. And that's why he and Joe Rogan are, I think, are good friends. Because while he is labeled a conservative, labeled a Republican. How would I put it? A realist, you know, he focuses on the data and he makes his opinion based on the data. He's like, if that makes me a Republican, that makes me a Republican. That's what it is. And that's why I enjoy him again, you know, me going to the middle of the road, seeing both sides. I love the topics that he discusses. Obviously there are a few that I disagree with, but that's everybody, you know.
But that's okay. That doesn't make anybody, you or him, a bad person. It's important to be able to have those conversations and to latch on to or push back things that you disagree with. But he's extraordinarily analytical, and his opinions don't come from feelings ever.
Right.
Always
come. Yeah, and that's why I find him fascinating.
Me too. And he's a brilliant guy. So anyway, I'm that's sort of this. I have a man crush on Jordan Peterson, but not in a weird way. But dude is
not in a weird way.
Yeah, genius.
Excuse me. Yeah. So lately, Jordan Peterson. Obviously, Joe Rogan's always in there, but Jordan Peterson, Simon Sinek, and Stephen Covey. Those are my three big people right now, and it's good. Excuse me. It's going to change. You know, every once in a while, you know, there are. Now three books. There used to be two, but there are three books that I read over and over again because it just, you know, talking about, you know, mental acuity and mental space, it gets my head right. One of them is, you know, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I think that's a fantastic book. It just kind of lays everything out about the right way to think. Yeah. Simon Sinek, and that is the book that I was talking about earlier, Start With Why. I didn't say the title, but that's the title, Start With Why. Yep. And then, you know, Jordan Peterson with the conversations that we've had about, or he's had on Joe Rogan and he's had in his own podcast and things like that. So those are my three big ones right now that I...
Well, and I will say that I wanted to make sure I corrected the, or not corrected, added to what I said about him, the podcast that I was listening to featured Dr. Glenn Lowry, who was his guest. And he, again, both of them, brilliant guys. And I think the thing I like about Dr. Peterson in particular is that he kind of comes off as a guy you can just have a conversation with. And then out of deep center field, he pulls some crap that, well, I was looking at this study and it's the Mandalorian study and you should probably, and it's just like, wow, where does he get this stuff? Tough is it? And it's just amazing how the two of them, I felt that Dr. Lowry was, again, a genius in his own right and has a great resume. But I think he was a little surprised that Peterson could speak his language so fluently. And anyway, it was fun to listen to. And I still have more to go. I have 48 minutes left to listen to it. So it's not like a Potty Mouth podcast where we're done with everything.
I was going to say 15. It's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say it's not like a Potty Mouth. Exactly. It's not a Potty Mouth podcast because, you know, with us, we can't even find the words half the time.
He pulls
an article out of the back of his... I heard from this guy 97% of all statistics. Have you? That's good. 97% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
I want to have a camera on him because we want to start a pool that says how long it'll be before the first time he rolls his eyes.
I'm going to put $50 on the first 10 seconds?
I would say 11 seconds, just because I think I can bullshit for 10.
Okay. Fair enough.
And most of it, I'll be stuttering.
I think we both could. You know what? Me too. Yeah. I can't. You'll be stuttering. Come on. You know who you're talking to? We've been doing this for 4 years. You think I wouldn't be the one stuttering first? I can't even figure out which word to say next week. But, huh?
Wow.
Oh, I think Peyton just fell in the shower. That was fantastic. Oh, did you hear that?
No. No, I did not hear
it. She probably didn't. She probably dropped her shampoo. My office where I podcast is directly over her bathroom. So I've been hearing things fall in the shower the whole time.
Oh, I hope it wasn't her.
Oh, I doubt it. I would have heard I would have heard screaming if that were the case.
Well, unless she knocked herself out.
Yeah, could have been. It wasn't that loud,
loving
though.
Father thing going all over again.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. That's what can you do? So anyway, John, I think it's time we need to start wrapping things up. But I want to know, have you got planned in Wisconsin? When are you heading back home? And how warm is it today?
Oh my gosh, we got here and it was I think it was over 60 yesterday. Just barely made it, but windy. And I'm talking about 20 mile an hour winds. And we walk out the front of the hotel and it's like it's like being in Kansas with the Dust Bowl, except there's no dust. It's just really windy and cold. This morning, no all bowl. Night, all, yeah, there wasn't a bowl either. All night, last night it rained. All day today it's going to rain. And it'll be, upper 50s or something like that. So temperature's okay. Today we are... we're going to one of our favorite bakeries ever in Jefferson, Wisconsin, picking up, it's called the Bonton, B-O-N-T-O-N, Ding Bakery, and we're picking up some cupcakes for Matt's birthday party, just trying to help carry out as she's getting things set up. And then we're going over to his little party for a while. It's going to be a fun dichotomy of people, so by the time this airs, I may be creating some fun stories to tell on the next podcast about.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, what happens? We've got pastors coming. We have some family members who, let's just say, are F-bomb friendly. And so it's always an interesting
connection. So your mom won't be there.
Connection. Mom won't be there. No, she does know Matt. She's met him, but she won't be coming to the party. But Matt's family. And our pastor from our church that we attended here, and his birthday is oddly enough May 1st, just like Matt's is. So we'll be kind of celebrating a little bit. We were going to surprise him by going to church tomorrow morning, but he found out we were coming, so it won't be a surprise. But we'll probably still go to church.
Nice.
So, yep, that's what we got. You back enjoy, Monday morning, please. And off we go. Thank you. I will.
Okay. And wish Matt a happy birthday for me. Is his birthday actually May 1st? May Day?
May Day. Yep, that's well said for his 50th birthday.
Woo!
May Day.
That's what you get. May Day. You should walk into the party saying that. May Day. That's hilarious. But, speaking of showers, what they say in Wisconsin and Minnesota and everywhere up north, because that's really the only place it's true, because down here the flowers have been out since March, but April showers bring
May flowers.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's those sayings that I grew up with, and that's a whole other episode, but those sayings I grew up with make no sense down here. Knee high on the 4th of July. What am I talking about?
Exactly. Corn. Yeah. Yep.
Corn. Yeah. Corn in the north is knee high on the 4th of July. Down here, it's already taller than me.
Well, that's true. And it's never been the last 20 years that I can remember. That's like a bare minimum knee high on the 4th of July. Usually it's taller, but I think that's because they have better fertilizers now and better seeds and things like that. But in Florida, you know what they say? April showers bring really steamy ass afternoons.
Yes. Yep. That makes perfect sense. Absolutely perfect sense. So, well, anyway, you enjoy your time in Wisconsin. Don't blow away. Keep warm. And, you know, I look forward to next week's stories. And like me I said, too, say brother. Happy birthday. Happy to birthday. Say happy birthday to Matt for me.
I will, pal.
my very first girlfriend, my very first kiss back in, you know, junior high, her birthday is May 1st as well. So
nice.
Not that she's listening, but Sarah, if you're listening, happy birthday.
Wow. We're going to have to delve into that a little more. I can sense that coming up
next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not really much to tell. Well, it's one of those small town sure grew up together true. Type of things.
Whatever. You don't just I know a lot of people.
It's a good hook for next week.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure a lot. Hey, we better tune in to find out about Nick's grade school girlfriend and see what she's up to now.
Yeah, it only lasted a week.
Wow. I'm sure it was a torrid love affair.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the best you can have at 13 years old or 12 or whatever it was. Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's gone downhill from there, it seems like, these days with these.
With other people, sure. I think uphill because, you know, I'm married to the perfect woman. As
you did very well, sir. You did very well.
So did you. Yeah. Well, and speaking of doing very well, I'm going to go clean the kitchen. So mine's happy with me when she gets
home. What a good man you are. Yes. Well, and to think that everyone thinks you're way over your skis with her.
Oh, I'm way out of my league, way out of my league.
But you're a good kitchen cleaner. So keep up the good work.
I'm a good kitchen. That's exactly. That's what I'm here for. All right, folks, have a great week. We'll see you. We'll see you in another week. And hopefully you're having a wonderful, wonderful May, because that will be May by the time you listen to this. It's not May yet.
No, but it feels like it. Well, it is now.
It does.
And if you have other questions or comments or let us know that you're listening, we would love to hear from you. Let us know. And seriously, thanks to everybody who does. We are big fans. And bring a friend next time.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you bring one friend, if everyone brings one friend or one enemy, we'll have, you know, twice as many. But John, where can they go? Where can they go to give us that feedback?
My favorite place is pottymouse.com. You can contact us there, or you can go to Facebook. You can go to we're on Elon's new platform, aren't we? And
several times.
I thought so.
So we didn't even talk about that. I
know we got.
I actually had that in my notes to talk about. Yeah, we do. That's gonna be fun to unpack. Yeah,
that is gonna be awesome.
You know, for the potty mouth's notes that I take all the time.
I know you do. It's very consistent. Unfortunately, on the back of an envelope.
On the back of an envelope. Right. That's it. That's the excuse. That's the excuse I'm going to use. I'm not taking responsibility for that. That was the coffee.
It was the coffee's fault. This is a long goodbye.
All right, folks. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Yeah. It is a minute. That's what happens when you go back up there. It really is.
I know.
And now he's coughing. All right, folks. Now I'm actually hanging up. Bye, everybody.